Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Masechet Zevachim Daf Tzadi, the 10th parak called Tadir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara suggests that Ravina Bar Shila's ruling that Emorim of Kachim Kolim, which left the Azar before Zrika, are invalidated, is a Malkokas Tanaim. In a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer says that such Emorim are not subject to Me'ila, even after Zrika, which usually makes Emorim subject to Me'ila. And one is not chai for eating them as Pigal, Noser, or Waltame, since the Zrika was not effective for them. Rav Akiva says they are subject to Me'ila, and one is chai for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame. The Gemara assumes the cases where the Emurim were brought back into the Azara, and they argue about Ravina Bar Shila's ruling, meaning whether the Emurim were invalidated by leaving the Azara before Zrika. Rav Papa answers Badahada Alinu, where he brought them back in, all agree that the Zrika is effective for the Emurim. Their argument is B'di'isna of Rai, where they are still outside the Azara during Zrika, and Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Zrika Mo'elis L'Yotze, Zrika is not effective for something which is outside of the Azara, while Rabbi Akiva holds Zrika Mo'elis L'Yotze. Point number two, the mission in the previous daf taught that a Chatas Ha'Of precedes an Olas Ha'Of. A Braisa darshans a pasuk about a Chatas Ha'Of and Olas Ha'Of being brought in place of one Chatas Behema. V'hi krivas eshel Chatas Rishona, and he shall offer the one which is a Chatas first. Since another pasuk already says the Ola is brought second, why does this pasuk mention to bring the Chatas first? Ela zebna ava kol chatos. Rather, this creates a source for all chatos. Sheyikdemu la'ola habos imahen, that they precede the ola which accompany them. This applies for a bird chatos to precede a bird ola, or for an animal chatos to precede an animal ola, and even a chatos ha'of to precede an olas behema, despite the general rule that an animal is brought before an of. Rashi gives an example of a wealthy woman who gave birth, who brings a lamb as an ola and a bird as a chatas. The Gemara objects that a par avodas kochavim, which is an ola, is brought before sirei avodas kochavim, which is a chatas. Two sources are given for this exception. Number one, the word chatas regarding the seir is chaser and aleph, lacking the letter aleph, written l'chatas, lamed ches, tes, saf. And number two, the pasuk says k'mishpat, according to the rule, indicating these korbanos are brought according to their written order. And point number three, the next mission states, k'shem shekodim b'akruv asan, kodmin b'achil asan. Just as you precede one another in their being offered, so they precede one another in their consumption, meaning a chatas is eaten before an ashim and so on. Shlamim shel emesh, yesterday's shlamim is eaten before today's shlamim. Between yesterday's shlamim and today's chatas or ashim, Remer says that yesterday's shlamim takes precedence, as Tosos explains, because yesterday's shlamim must be finished that day, but the chatas and ashim may be eaten that night. The Chachamim say the chatas takes precedence because it is kodshei kodshim. The Kohanim may eat kodshim meat however they like, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked, and Rav Shimon permits adding spices of truma. Rav Meir prohibits adding spices of truma, shul yabi had truma gidei psua, so that he should not bring truma to disqualification, meaning when the time limit for the kodshim passes. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara suggests that Ravina Bar Shila's ruling that a murim of kodshim kolim, which left the Azar before Zrika, are invalidated, is a malchokas tanaim. In a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer says that such Emurim are not subject to Me'ila, even after Zrika, which usually makes Emurim subject to Me'ila, and one is not chai for eating them as Pigal, Noser, or Waltame, since the Zrika was not effective for them. Rav Akiva says they are subject to Me'ila, and one is chai for eating them as Pigal, Noser, or Waltame. The Gemara assumes the cases where the Emurim were brought back into the Azara, and they argue about Ravina Bar Shila's ruling, meaning whether the Emurim were invalidated by leaving the Azara before Zrika. Rav Papa answers Badahada Alinu, where he brought them back in, all agree that the Zrika is effective for the Emurim. Their argument is B'di'isna of Rai, where they are still outside the Azara during Zrika, and Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Zrika Mo'elis L'Yotze, Zrika is not effective for something which is outside of the Azara, while Rabbi Akiva holds Zrika Mo'elis L'Yotze. Point number two, the mission in the previous daf taught that a Chatas Ha'Of precedes an Olas Ha'Of. A Braisa darshans a pasuk about a Chatas Ha'Of and Olas Ha'Of being brought in place of one Chatas Behema. V'hi krivas eshel Chatas Rishona, and he shall offer the one which is a Chatas first. Since another pasuk already says the Ola is brought second, why does this pasuk mention to bring the Chatas first? Ela zebna ava kol chatos. Rather, this creates a source for all chatos. Sheyikdemu la'ola habos imahen, that they precede the ola which accompany them. This applies for a bird chatos to precede a bird ola, or for an animal chatos to precede an animal ola, and even a chatos ha'of to precede an olas behema, despite the general rule that an animal is brought before an of. Rashi gives an example of a wealthy woman who gave birth, who brings a lamb as an ola and a bird as a chatas. The Gemara objects that a par avodas kochavim, which is an ola, is brought before sire avodas kochavim, which is a chatas. Two sources are given for this exception. Number one, the word chatas regarding the seir is chaser and aleph, lacking the letter aleph, written chatas, lamed ches, tes, saf. And number two, the pasuk says, kemishpat, according to the rule, indicating these korbanos are brought according to their written order. And point number three, the next mission states, keshem shekodim b'akruv asan, kodmin b'achil asan. Just as you precede one another in their being offered, so they precede one another in their consumption, meaning a chatas is eaten before an ashim and so on. Shlamim shel emesh, yesterday's shlamim is eaten before today's shlamim. Between yesterday's shlamim and today's chatas or ashim, Reb Meir says that yesterday's shlamim takes precedence, as Tosfos explains, because yesterday's shlamim must be finished that day, but the chatas and ashim may be eaten that night. The Chachamim say the Chatas takes precedence because it is Kodshei Kodshim. The Kohanim may eat Kodshim meat however they like, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked, and Reb Shimon permits adding spices of Truma. Reb Meir prohibits adding spices of Truma, Shul Yavi HaTrumu Gidei Psuah, so that he should not bring Truma to disqualification, meaning when the time limit for the Kodshim passes. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Tzadi, and this Simon was suggested to us by David Levine from Thornhill, Ontario, as well as from Nathaniel Yankella from Clifton, New Jersey. They both suggested that Tzadi is a tztaka box. A tztaka box, so here goes. At the tztaka box outside the Azorah, where Emurim of Kachim Kohen were taken, before the Zrikas Adam was done, a chatas ha'ov dropped in a coin in the pushka, first followed by an ola lamb, followed by a Kohen chef who prepared the korbanos, however the Kohen preferred them, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked. Once again, slow motion. At the tztaka box, that must be on daf tzadi. At the tztaka box outside the Azara, where Emurim of Kachim Kohen were taken, before the Zrikas Adam was done, which reminds us, the Gemara suggests that Ravina Bar Shila's ruling that Emurim of Kachim Kohen, which left the Azara before Zrika, are invalidated, is a Malchukas Hanaim, in a brice where Beliezer says that such Emurim are not subject to Me'ila even after Zrika, which usually makes Emurim subject to Me'ila, and one is not chayev for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame, since the Zrika was not effective for them. Rav Akiva says they are subject to Me'ila, and one is chayev for eating them as Pigal Noser or Waltame. So at the tztaka box outside the Azor, where Emurim of Kachim Kohen were taken, before the Zrikas Adam was done, a chatas ha'ov dropped in a coin in the pushka first, followed by an ola lamb, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that a chatas ha'ov precedes an olas ha'ov. A braisa darshan's a pasuk about a chatas ha'ov and olas ha'ov being brought in place of one chatas behema. V'hikrev ha'sesher chatas lishona, and he shall offer the one which is a chatas first. Since another pasuk already says the ola is brought second, why does this pasuk mention to bring the chatas first? El ze b'na'av kol chatos. Rather, this creates a source for all chatos that they precede the ola which accompany them. This applies for a bird chatas to precede a bird ola, or for an animal chatas to precede an animal ola, and even a chatas ha'ov to precede an ola's behema, despite the general rule that an animal is brought before an oaf. So at the tztaka box outside the Azor, where Emurim of Kachim Kohen were taken, before the Zrikas Adam was done, a chatas ha'ov dropped in a coin in the pushka first, followed by an ola lamb, followed by a Kohen chef who prepared the korbanos however the Kohanim preferred them, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked. Which reminds us, the Kohanim may eat kachim meat however they like, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked, and Rav Shimon permits adding spices of truma. Rav Meir prohibits adding spices of truma, shol yavi ha'truma lidei psul, so that he should not bring tuma to a disqualification, meaning when the time limit for the kachim passes. So once again, at the tztaka box outside the Azor, where Emurim of Kachim Kohen were taken, before the Zrikas Adam was done, a chatas ha'ov dropped in a coin in the pushka first, followed by an ola lamb, followed by a Kohen chef who prepared the korbanos however the Kohanim preferred them, whether roasted, overcooked, or cooked. All right, so now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf pei vav. So the simon daf pei vav is police. So here goes. When the police officer, that must be on daf pei vav, police. When the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf lists items which, even if they are placed on the Mizbeach, must be brought down. Any kachim which is supposed to be eaten, meaning meat of most korbanos, and the katoris which is only fit for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Regarding wool from a lamb's head or hair of a goat's beard, and the bone, sinews, horns, and hooves, if they're attached to the carbon, they are brought onto the Mizbeach with it. Pershu, if they're separated from the carbon, well, yahu, they are not brought up. So when the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of a barn flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos, which reminds us the Gemara discusses returning a barn which burst off the Mizbeach before Chatzos versus after Chatzos. So when the police officer who told the Kohen bring meatless bones on the Mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of a varim flying off the Mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was Chatzos and noticed some Kohanim going up to do Trumas Hadeshen early because of the regel, which reminds us, during the year, the Trumas Hadeshen may be done just before the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's done at midnight, Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol who had to perform all the days of Vodah himself. On Regalim, when there were many more Karbanas, it was performed earlier in the night. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks. Golden Pez? That must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rav asks Rabba, Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach is remaining overnight effective in invalidating something kept on top of the Mizbeach, or is Lina ineffective on top of the Mizbeach? The case is where the Kachin came down from the Mizbeach, and the question is, do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? And just as the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan remain valid if they were left there for many days, so too Lina would not invalidate Kachim left on the Mizbeach. Or perhaps we compare the Mizbeach to the Karka, to the ground of the Azara, where Lina is effective to invalidate Kachim. Rabbi answered that Ein Lina Barosha Shel Mizbeach, but the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate that Rabbi did not accept this answer and holds that Lina is Moelis Barosha Shel Mizbeach. So the creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach, used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharis for a shir on whether it would be Mekadosh Psulim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan whether a klisharis can be Mekadosh Psulim to even allow offering them on the Mizbeach initially. Rabbi Yochanan attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah, but the proof is deflected. So the creative Rebbe who built a Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharis for a shear on whether it would be Mekadosh Psulim, and held another one holding a puzzle carbon in the air above the Mizbeach to discuss whether the carbon is considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Avir Mizbeach, k'mizbeach nami or lo? Is airspace above the Mizbeach considered like the Mizbeach or not? If invalid kachim were held in the airspace above the Mizbeach, is it considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down? Daf Peches, so the Siman Daf Peches is a pach, a garbage can or a dustbin. So here goes. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing a vote using his new garbage can, that must mean we're on Daf Peches, pach, dustbin, garbage can. The little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, which reminds us, Shmuel said, klisharis ein mekadshin el shleim. Klisharis only sanctify when they are whole. Ein mekadshin el melein. They only sanctify when they are full. And ein mekadshin el metochan. They only sanctify from their interior. So, the little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, which reminds us, we learned that klisharis and bikta kohun are not repaired or laundered because ain anias b'malkam ashiras. So the little Kohen boy who practiced doing avodah using his new garbage can as a klisharis, knowing it only sanctifies when it is whole, full, and from the interior, and through his old klisharis can that was punctured into his garbage can, loved wearing his big day Kohen Gadol costume, where every beggar was labeled with what it's mechaper for, which reminds us, Rabbi Anyani Bar Sasson explains that the psukim about karbanos are written near the psukim about big day kohuna to teach ma karbanos mechaperin, just as karbanos atone, af big day kohuna mechaperin. So too, the big day kohuna atone for sins. He elaborates on what each beged is specifically mechaper for. Dot pay test. So the simmer dot pay test is a pot. So here goes. The Kohen singing ke'ela and preparing pots, that must be run daf pay test. The Kohen singing Ke'ilah and preparing pots to be used to bring a morim on the Mizbeach in their order of Tadir, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, Kol tadim mechavero kodim as chavero. Whatever's more frequent than another precedes the other, meaning whichever carbon is brought more often takes precedence to one brought less often. Therefore, tamidim which are brought daily precede the musafim Shabbos precede the musafim Rosh Chodesh, and the musafim Rosh Chodesh precede those of Rosh Hashanah. This is derived from the pasuk, Milvad ol satamid asher lo satamid tasu as eila. Besides the morning oil, which is the continual oil, shall you offer these. This implies the musafim of Pesach are brought after the tamid. So the Kohen singing Keilah and preparing pots to be used to bring a Murim on the Mizbech in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their Kedusha, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol Mekudesh Mechavero, Kodem Zechavero. Whatever is more secret than another precedes the other. Therefore, the application of Chata's blood precedes the application of Ola blood, Bifnei Shuv Meratz, because it affects acceptance, meaning the great Kapara necessary for Averos of Karis. In contrast, the burning of Ola limb precedes the burning of a murim of chatas, because the ola is kalil le'ishim, entirely burned by the mizbeach's fires. The mission precedes the detail, the order of precedence of numerous karbanas. So the Kohen singing ke'ela and preparing pots to be used to bring a murim on the mizbeach in their order of Tadir, and the Kohen preparing pots to be used to sprinkle blood in the order of their kedusha, were shocked when the Kohen waltzed out the door with basar kachim kalim before Zerika, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about Basar, meat of Kachim Kalim, which left the Azar before the carbon Zerika. Rav Yochan says the meat is valid, and the Gemara explains, since it's destined to leave the Azara after Zerika when it may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Reish Lakish says the meat is invalid because Adain Lagia's Manu Letzeis, its time to leave the Azara has not yet arrived. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you mean that invalid karbanas which were brought up onto the Mizbeach, they're not taken down if the fire had taken hold of them? That's on Duff. Pehei. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss what's the din of Emurim or Basar of Kashim Kalim, which left the Azara before Zerika? That's on Duff. Pay test. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Kohani may eat kachim meat however they like, whether it's roasted, overcooked, or cooked? That's on daf. Tzadi. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda applies im alu lo yerdu to psuim which are valid elsewhere, like a tummy, since tuma is permitted for kabbonat sibor? That's on daf. Pay dalad. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss atzamos beginning bones and sinews which separate from the meat, whether they're brought onto the mizbeach or must be brought down? That's on daf. Pay vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn a chatas precedes an ola, and even a chatas a oaf precedes an olas behema? That's on daf. Tzadi. Good. Number 7. Which daf to discuss returning a varim which burst off the mizbeach before chatzos versus after chatzos? That's on daf. Peivav. Good. Number 8. Which daf to win kol mekudesh mechavero kodem es chavero? That's on daf. Peites. Good. Number 9. Which daf to win machokes whether the emurim of kachim kalim which left the azor before zrika are invalidated? That's on daf. Tzadi. Great. And number 10, which stuff do you discuss whether the airspace above the Mizbeach is considered like the Mizbeach or not? That's on daf. Peizayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.